Welcome back to Matt Flynn on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, you know, we keep talking, and you think you know the depths of the drift of the Republican Party to being a fascist cult, not a political party. You think you know the drift running in the Republican Party against tampering with our elections, and you think, well, that's reversible and so forth. Well, I think it is reversible, but I don't think you know the real depths of it. There is a guy in Georgia named Brad Raffensperger. And by the way, I'm going to talk about this and then get to the lines. If you're on the line, do not hang up. I'll get right to you. Secretary of State, conservative, but he stood up to Trump. Trump wanted him to forge 11,780 votes, one more than he needed to win, he said, and Raffensperger wouldn't do it. Trump is now running a guy named Jody Heiss, H-I-C-E, congressman from Georgia, for Secretary of State against Brad Raffensperger, who's up for re-election. He's doing it because the Secretary of State's in charge of counting the votes. Remember Joseph Stalin, mass murderer, Soviet dictator, once said, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the vote. Well, if Jody Heiss counts the vote, no Democrat will ever win because he'll just throw out votes he doesn't like. Jody Heiss posted the following post right after January 6, a year ago, the insurrection. Quote, this is a Jody Heiss post, quote, just as the violent insurrectionists launched and paramilitary groups spearheaded medieval-style hand-to-hand combat against the police and burst into the Capitol, this is our 1776 moment, end quote. He posted that. Then he went out and he objected to Arizona and Pennsylvania's certification of their own elections, and he voted not to investigate the attack on January 6. Go to the lines. We're going to start with Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Adrian. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Matt. I just wanted to say that I'm actually happy that a clown show like Ron Johnson is running for Senate because in his absence, the Republicans might actually come up with a credible candidate.
Right. You know, I hope you're right. And what you have just said is certainly the majority view. It's certainly the view of a lot of people in the Democratic Party, including people I respect, and including their leaders. But I'm going to throw you a little curveball. I'm going to throw you a deep-seated concern I have, which I think is surmountable. I think it is surmountable. You can't beat somebody with nobody. We have something like 8 people running for Senate, and I have no idea who is going to get nominated. I think it's true, depending on who gets nominated, Johnson can be beaten. For every reason I said, Johnson is basically a Putin mole. He's a Putin mole. He'll break up NATO. He'll vote to break up NATO. But you can't beat somebody with nobody. He will have massive amounts of money. It'll come in from all over the country. He'll spend $50, $75, $100 million going around batting his eyes, and he will go nothing but negative against our nominee. Nothing but negative, sniffing out everything. And when you have somebody with name recognition like he has and $100 million like he will, and he's beating up on an unknown, a previous unknown, and defining him, it is true that if they nominated somebody like Gallagher from Green Bay, they're a far more formidable candidate, objectively speaking. The problem is that, Adrian, that politics is not objective. It's all negative hand-to-hand combat. Whoever has the most money has the most bullets. I do think we'll beat him because we have at least 4 candidates whom I think are very, very talented, but they have nowhere near his name recognition. They may not have his money, and we have to redouble our efforts to get out there, spread the word. We've got to redouble our efforts. Thank you very much for calling. Next, we're going to go to William of Berlin. William of Berlin, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
I am honored to speak with you, and I listened to the last part of the call. You're more optimistic than I am, Mr. Flynn.
Well, thank you very much. And William, I'll tell you what, I think what you're getting at is probably true, and it nags me. You know, it's not like we're putting up somebody with massive name recognition like a William Proxmire or Gaylord Nelson. Now, they didn't have any name recognition either when they first started running for office, and we have some talented folks. But you have got to get this. Everybody out here has got to get the following. Whoever we nominate,
I hear you.
We have to
I'm
support
a
100%.
Member of the Green Lake County Democratic Party, and I do everything I can to promote the Democratic Party. The thing is, the infection is Trump. People have just gone nuts. I've had friends. I was in the Army with a friend of mine in the late 80s. His best friend was a Mexican who crossed the border. The last time I spoke with him, he was build the wall. That's massive. That's the massive infection. Wow. And last weekend, I got informed his older brother died from COVID. They bought in with it completely. And that's the big infection in my eyes.
Yeah, you know, that anecdote, I mean, because you're speaking in the first person from your personal experience with your friend, is chilling. Ron Johnson will have that kind of a base, but it's not 50% yet. Keep up the good work in Green Lake County. I know it well. I've been to those tri-county meetings with Marquette County and Green Lake and others. I remember with Peggy Lautenschlager, the great attorney general, was running for office. And she and I and her husband and my wife spoke at a Green Lake tri-county party. And I've always admired your county because it's a Republican county and you fight really hard. William, thanks a lot for calling in. CJ of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Morning, Matt. Remember, you spoke of Republican lies, that you always say that, you know. But I guess I'm wondering, you don't hear the Democrat lies. Like, I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus. Ron Johnson, I'm one of them that was hoping he runs, because he's one of the only ones that stood up to the false accusations by Adam Schiff, $20 million plus dollars, 2.5 year investigation that Mueller didn't even know what it was in his own report. We believe in what, I don't really like Trump, but I loved his policies. Look at the border. Look at the border. Over how many came through last month, Matt, that they caught? 175,000 every month that he's been president, and there's promising to be more. Yes, that's why Republicans are going to win, because they believe in legal immigration, not the what the president wants, which is free vote.
CJ, my producer is dragging me to a break. I'm going to address what you said right after the break, because it is profound. I disagree with you on a number of things. I will get back to you right after the break with my response. Thank you for calling. Lines are open after the break, 844-967-2789. CJ came in with some points that must be responded to, and I will respond to them right after the break.